This is Senator Al Simpson. With deficits growing as weeds in spring, there's no time like the present for Congress to pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the trouble with the public debt is that the private individuals have to pay for it. Details, details, eh, Ted? Reality now finds the American taxpayer having to pay off a $4 trillion national debt. Congress spends more each year to pay the interest on that huge debt than it does for the entire defense budget. Ted, the people of this country have spoken out loud and clear. They do not want more taxes. They want the debt-shoveling liberals in Congress to stop digging into their pockets. Ted, if your party isn't willing to lead the nation by example and help us pass a balanced budget amendment that cuts spending and won't raise our taxes, then throw in the towel and let somebody else take your job who will do it. All else is pure partisan babbling.
Al, the longer that ridiculous idea sits out there, the worse it looks. Members of Congress and people across the country are beginning to understand the fundamental fallacy of that turkey. Amending the Constitution to require a balanced budget won't do the job, Al. Invoking the Founding Fathers is voodoo economics at its worst. The Constitution can't reduce the deficit. It can't cut spending or raise taxes. Only Congress and the President can. If you really wanted to balance the budget instead of playing politics, Al, you'd step up to the plate and say which programs to cut and which taxes to raise. But you're too hypocritical to do that. You prefer a gimmick. You preach a balanced budget and then duck behind a constitutional amendment that only postpones the tough decisions longer. We don't have to mess with the Constitution to balance the budget, Al. We can do it now if we have the courage of our convictions. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.